Yes, you are your Uruganda.
Praise Jesus, brethren. How have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus? And how is your life? Greet for us, your neighbor. Wish them the best. Which comes from the Lord Jesus. He promised the garden after we overcome. First welcomes us in the city of the saint, Jerusalem of heaven. When we expect good things of the Spirit of the Lord, and remain his offspring until we leave this body. And we get back as his offspring, our kingdom of heaven.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And
by name and voice,
Apostle Ronald Hope Witness,
together with Pastor Bosa,
and
our Bible reader, teacher Isaac. We love you all.
We
decided to seek the living God,
and
we make the covenant like the Chronicles 15. And they say, let's make a covenant to seek God until we have seen him. Praise Jesus so much.
Supposed
to understand him and see him and know him.
Praise
Jesus so much. Now even though we've come back,
we continue
to understand him.
All
you on our social mediums, we believe that you get this message. We are in the journey of heaven. Praise Jesus so much. The journey of heaven reveals us how we came on earth and where did we come from. What can we do to go back there? Praise Jesus so much.
It
will move through the Bible to first tell you that the journey of heaven is a book of remembrance, spoken of more in Malachi 3.
13
unto
18.
God writes us a book of remembrance.
What
reminds us, he wrote it already in the Bible,
and
he decided to reveal them to us. Like he said in Isaiah
48,
and he spoke that they had been hidden,
but
he decided to reveal them to us now. Don't expect a new word outside the Bible in the journey of heaven. Praise Jesus. And we're still moving on, like we reached the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. We read much to reaching the golden altar of God. Found in the midst of the Kelbim, in the center of Jerusalem of heaven, which is in the first created heaven. Praise Jesus so much. In that altar we've met to study what will happen on the day of judgment. What will happen after the second resurrection, the second coming of the Lord Jesus, which is known as the day of the Lord, and after the rapture, which we know is nearing to judgment. But we've seen much which will be happening until we reach the valley of Megiddon, and we studied of it how it will be happening after all the stars to fall down, to break away all the planets, and even our planet Earth, which will be the last to pour whatever
it is.
Now, as we started this all valley, we headed to see the armies of the devil, which is kept in the places of Gog and Magog, of which we study well in Ezekiel 38. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
And we see in Revelations 20, that you will gather them from Gog and Magog. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
to go and wage a war.
Echatu virako tumanye.
What caused us to know
Gogi yani.
Who is God?
Tegera nti yeseno kuturi.
And understood it is a planet where we are.
Erange erike bifo bibiri.
And on it are two places.
Umutereke tuwa amajega sita.
Where the devil has kept his armies.
Yes, he was you.
Praise Jesus.
Vejisoka.
The first place.
The underground.
It's the underground.
Wansiwe takoba wansimu
nyanje. Under the ground and under the ocean.
Yes, he was you.
Praise Jesus.
Yeno tuamanye bintu bingi.
There we knew many things down there. And we came on the dry land where we moved by. On the world of darkness.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
Amen.
The world of darkness. The world of darkness. And people will be within this world. And the eyes of their minds were blinded. They know most where they came from. And yet we came from heaven. And the way to go back, they did not know it. And got to be reigned over by the devil and his messengers. And they are kept in the world of darkness, the world of ignorancy. We still move on to see it. And God reaches the time and he says, that's where the eyes of the understanding of these people, they were blinded. None of them sees where they came from. Not even how they go back. No one questions where their father is in heaven. And why are they on the world? Praise Jesus.
But they're
going to continue to understand this word. To see the reason why we are on this world. What can we do to get the light to get us away from here? To get to be enlightened. To see the way where we came from. And how we can get back there.
That
avoid to be in the hands of the devils.
People
who are kept in the world of darkness. The world of darkness is not far. It's this dry land we walk by on planet Earth. And the people on it. They
were
blinded the eyes of their understanding. For some of them think they originated from different locations of the world. They have different places they claim to be their origins on earth. And they have names they call themselves after clans of this world. And the person never realizes they came from heaven.
Others
think they began from the mother's wombs to exist.
No.
Heaven seems like a promise which was put there. That we promise you when you get saved you'll go to heaven. The truth is this. Heaven is our home. It is not just a promise.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
There we need to get from the darkness of this world. Then we look and see where we came from.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
We
wouldn't have wanted God so much help us.
Today
in this 1 hour we have, that we wrap up what concerns the world of darkness. But we want to head on to see what's in Magog. That's where there's the bottomless pit, where there is darkness, the prison of God, the hell. If
you
are in the world of darkness here, and we unclothe the body, you enter into the real darkness.
For
here you have the darkness of ignorance, of not understanding. But in hell, there is a real world of darkness. That's where you end in the prison. The devil knows that they profit out of that. But they know in the second resurrection,
we
will be raised up and come back here. Not for life, but for being carried out to judgment. To be cast in the lake of fire. And even to be shamed. Like it's in Daniel
12.
But he said in that moment, they to be in hell and one is going to be mobilized. They no more have a chance of God that he will give them life. Now the devil to mobilize them, he sees it work for him.
Now,
in the world of darkness of the world, the world of darkness of ignorance, the devil know where they're sending you. And they see the profit out of that. Now that they who are called the wise of this world, when you claim to be a wise over this world, if you don't get wise by the word of God, you are kept by the principalities in the space, just as the scientists and the astronauts appear.
Yes,
praise Jesus. These are the ones they ask, where are the wise ways of the world. If you exceed the normal wisdom of this world and the wisdom of the under the ocean or the underground, and they govern you and they reign over you basing in the stars.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
No, you have to be very careful.
From
stuck in the heaven realms home. Like Ephesians 2:6 says, after getting born and saved, we are lifted and sat in the heaven realms. And we began to fight to do things of heaven as ambassadors of God on earth. And we get to be light in the world of darkness. Like we heard in Matthew 5, verse 11 to
9.
He speaks, you are now the salt of this world. And you are the light of this world. Put it up
and
put it
up
on the mountains that they can see the light. And they glorify the Father in heaven. Now we
are
ambassadors bringing light in the world of darkness.
Praise Jesus.
So don't forget that word. As we move on to
study
and to know how we reach this world in the world of darkness, and why is our Father in heaven and we are right on this world. Praise Jesus. Why have we been kept in the world of darkness? And if you insist in it, what are you up to? For you've begun already your war.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
To fight God,
and the devil has not reached to come from hell, where he's been imprisoned. You already began your war. When you begin to desire this world, not desiring your home. In 1 John, they explain to you, whoever desires this world, he becomes an enemy of God. You immediately begin enmity before God. You desire the world,
and
you feel, if you don't get peace in it, you are dying. At least I die when I'm rich, when I'm fierce. And without getting how you begin to be an enemy of God. Only the children it delights in. Only people God delights in. That they will hope for the city. And God says, he is not ashamed to be called their God. To be called their God. But a person who expects God
feels,
he doesn't want you to care, he's his God, your God.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
For you become an enemy.
And
you began to fight God. Let's briefly get back to Ephesians. Ephesians 6, verse 10.
Abefeso esula eyomukaga n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi. Ekyenkomerero, mubenga n'amaanyi mu Mukama waffe ne mu buyinza obw'amaanyi ge. Mwambalenga ebyokulwanyisa byonna ebya Katonda, mulyoke muyinzenga okuyimirira eri enkwe za Sitaani. Kubanga tetumegana na musaayi na mubiri, wabula n'abaamasaza, n'ab'obuyinza, n'abafuga n'abafuga ensi ab'omu kizikiza kino n'emyoyo egy'obubi mu bifo ebya waggulu.
Owulidde bulungi.
You've heard very clear.
Abafuga ensi ab'omu kizikiza.
They will reign over the world in darkness.
Ndowooza abasoma naffe enkwe za Sitaani.
I think you started skiing the devil with us.
Eri Katonda eri ekkanisa.
On to God and his church.
Suubira mulaba engeri y'obufuzi bwabwe gye bugenda mu maaso.
You see how they rule.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Abasinzira ku musozi
omusanvu. And they face in the seven mountains.
The
seven heads upon the peace.
There
is where we saw principalities in their ten groups.
And
how they named themselves after the planet Jupiter. Their rulership you can see in the schemes of the devil. How and where they have written the number 666.
But here we pass
through in places where they best reign.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And where they have kept their people.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But they keep you in the world of darkness, the world of ignorance, the blind eyes of your understanding and wisdom.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
And you never know where you came from and how you go back there.
At
the same time, you remain claiming your Father in heaven
and
ask why you are on this world.
Yes,
praise Jesus. What can you do to go back home? But they put in you a seed of desire in the world.
Like
you see how the gospel was changed. Those pushing us in the gospel of desire
in
the world, all are in the world of darkness. They keep making us enemies of God every day.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Because they preach you the world and you're stirred up. If you want to eat it, everywhere you step,
yes,
Jesus keeps on warning you. What does it profit either world?
No,
and you finish it. And you forfeit your soul.
It's
the warning to tell you don't forget home.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But we found ourselves. Many times they will lead us. They themselves are in the world of darkness.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But we thank the Lord
who is
opening the eyes of our understanding that we can see. 2 Corinthians 4 verse 3. Taking you back briefly, understand.
Bakolinso ekyokubira esula yakona n'olunyi lwa kusatu.
2 Corinthians 4 from verse 3.
Naye okubikibwako obanga enjiri yaffe ebikibwako, ebikibwako mwabo ababula. Katonda ow'emirembe gino be yaziba amaaso g'amagezi gaabwe abatakkiriza. Omusana ogw'enjiri ekitiibwa kya Kristo oyo kye kifaananyi kya Katonda.
Nti teba amaaso g'amagezi nago okutegeera,
eyes of their understanding of their minds,
nago okuteesa kwa Katonda,
of the counsel of God,
okumanya,
the knowledge,
kutya Mukama,
the fear of God,
amaaso ago gaazibibwa,
those eyes were blinded.
Ebintu ne bitegeereka kifuulana
nnyo. Things were understood differently.
Kubanga kati n'olwaleero,
or even today,
kwesiŋŋana nga waliwo enzikiriza,
we find ourselves that believe,
nga zo zigamba,
and they say,
bagenda kubeera balamu mu lusuku lwa Katonda
ku nsi. They are going to live in the garden of God on earth.
Kati abo balabi ba Katonda
nabo. Those are enemies of God too.
Waliyo abalala bagamba,
the others say, tebo
basuka magombe.
They are going to first go to hell.
Eyo gye balivaamu nga akagombe kafu.
Where they will come when the trumpet has been sounded.
Abalala,
others,
mbu balina jana bagenda wasa ebikazi nsanvu.
They have jana, they are going to marry 70 virgins there.
Kati ne wesiŋŋana abalala,
and you find others,
balina purigatory, ate
oyo osookamu. That's where you first go.
Kwigamba ensi eno nejjula ekizikiza
bwe. This world gets filled of darkness like that.
Eyo gye bagamba gy'osooka gye wava.
Where they tell you you first go is, did you come from there?
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Omuntu ngali mu lugendo lwe,
a person on their journey, they go where they came from.
Taina kudda mu kifo kyonna
kirala. They shouldn't get to any other place.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Naye enzikiriza bwezitu.
The beliefs are like that.
Era by'obulokozi.
And the salvation too.
Tubadde tusuubira eggulu.
We've been hoping for heaven.
Nalilinga esuubi.
And it's like a hope.
Naye njagala okukuleetera amawulire amalungi.
But to bring you good news.
Agalina omusana omungi.
Which has much life.
Eggulu si kisuubizo.
Heaven is not just a promise.
Eggulu ye waffe ennyo gye tuwava.
Heaven is our home we came from there.
Era nga fuwano tuli bayise.
And here we are strangers.
Nga bw'ayogera mu Peter kisooka.
Speaks in 1 Peter.
Esuula eyo esooka.
Chapter 1.
Bw'ayogera nti tuli bayise.
Where it speaks, we are strangers on this world. But our home is in heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Because the eyes of many people, they are reigning in the world of darkness. The devils, that's the world of ignorance. To keep them many armies,
don't
accept the eyes of your understanding to be opened. Understand where you came from and where you go back.
It's
what they do in the world of darkness. It's not very far that world. The planet where we move by. But Jesus says, though we are on this world, but we are not of this world.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But
we already shifted from this world. Our body is made and we are working in it to be ambassadors, to
bring
light within darkness.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus. Let's move on.
Abakolinso ekyokubira esula eyokuna n'olunyiriri.
2 Corinthians 4 verse 5.
Kubanga tetwe bulira feka. Wabula Kristo Yesu nga ye mukama waffe. Naffe nga tuli baddu bammwe kulwa Yesu. Kubanga Katonda yeyogera nti omusana guli yakamukizikiza. Yeyaka mu mitima gyaffe okuleeta omusana ogw'okutegeera ekitiibwa kya Katonda mu maaso ga Yesu Kristo.
Yesu
Jesus.
Nti yalagira omusana guno.
He commanded this light.
Gujje gwake.
To come and shine.
Era ng'oyo ye Mukama waffe
mwennyini Yesu. And that's the Lord Jesus himself.
Okusinziira mu Yokaani sura esooka.
According to John chapter 1.
Onyola omusango.
Verse 7.
Bible yetugamba bw'eti.
Bible tells us this.
Yokaana esura esooka n'olunyiriri olw'omusanvu. Oyo yajja olw'okutegeeza ategeeza eby'omusana bonna bakkirize ku bubwe. Oyo si ye musana wabula okutegeeza eby'omusana. Waliwo omusana ogw'amazima ogwakira buli muntu nga gujja mu nsi. Yali mu nsi, ensi yakolebwa ku bubwe. Era ensi teyamutegeera. Yajja mu matwale ge, naye abali mu matwale ge tebaamusembeza. Naye bonna abaamusembeza, yabawa okufuuka abaana ba Katonda.
Yabawa obuyinza.
He gave them right
okufuuka abaana ba Katonda.
To become the children of God.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus so much.
Kati uliriza kino.
Now listen to this.
Ono musana yajja atumulisize.
This light came to lighten for us.
Eranga yemukama afi.
That is the Lord Jesus.
Okusina mu Yokana emwemu.
According to John 1:1.
Paka 14.
Araga. He shows.
Nti ye nyini.
But he himself.
Ye yatonda ebintu
bino. He created all things.
Nengana matwale gake.
And all these territories that are his.
Na yoro okuba ekitundu kino kyafuli bwensi yekizikiza.
Because this portion was made by powers of
darkness.
No more remember where the Father is.
But ye nasala wona jya.
He decided to come. To lighten where the Father is.
Era bwetumubuuza tusabe tutya.
When we ask him how should we pray.
Nga tusinzira mu Luka 10.
As we based in Luke 11.
Atugwa musabe ndi kitafu ali mu.
Pray our Father is in heaven.
Erinya wetu kuzibwa.
Allah worth be your name.
Ebi yagala bikolewe mu nsi.
The will be done on earth.
Nga bikolewa mu.
As it's done in heaven.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Nada mutegeza tata jya.
Told us where the Father is.
Wekugamba.
It is to say.
Ndi tudeyo.
That let's get back there.
Era natukutiranga ayogera.
And he emphasized that he told us.
Matayo 23:9.
Matthew 23:9.
Emubangane kitamu omulala ku nsi.
Do not have any other father on the world.
Mwanga kitamu ali omwali mu
ggulu. Your father is one within heaven.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Ngatinga tulaga.
And he's shown us.
Nti bino ebyatata w'omubiri bya kisikirizi.
The issue of the physical father is a shadow.
Era niwangu baddengo bera tata w'omuntu.
Oh, you are a father of that child.
Era toli tata wa ddala.
You are not a real father.
Oli wa kisikirizi.
You are a shadow father.
Wabula waliyo tata w'omukuru.
But there is the father in heaven of all of us.
Abatutuke tugena kuwa
reach to him all out to be children. But that is how we were.
And spiritual father.
To hear spiritual father.
All
those are in the world of darkness.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
But when about to some Wariogwe Baita to Jakumuraba. Neptune, Jupiter.
We shall study the Neptune and the Jupiter.
But Jupiter,
now Jupiter,
Agamam with the father of right,
he sent the Tata which Tangala.
But
that's of the devil. That's why he put in place priests.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
They're the ones with the light.
And
they themselves have no light. For light is Christ himself.
Yes, he was
raised
Jesus.
Enlighten us and to tell us where the Father is. And he continued to tell us in John 14, my Father's house are many mansions. If it wasn't like that, he wouldn't have told us. But because he's going,
to come
back to take us be with him.
Some
messages which came in salvation, they came in the of darkness. But they began to tell us that in heaven, heaven, there are no your places. They are still building them.
Their
foundations of your structure has not begun to be built.
Now,
you see things like those.
Even
in salvation, darkness has entered in.
But
we want to draw it out as we bring knowledge of the word of God.
If you know,
that is the Lord Jesus.
He was
spoken of before he came in the body. He came in the scroll to tell us many things.
How we
spoke in Hebrews 10:6.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Unto
10.
And
before he came,
Bible says,
as he came in the world,
that's why he said,
let me come in the scroll.
Okusoka.
First.
Okura, atuonda chitafe vya
yaga. Do the will of the Father.
Na yewa atuka kunsi.
When he reached the world,
he spoke
in John 5.
Verse 39.
Say, you seek me through scriptures, hoping in them there is eternal
life.
But all of them speak of what is mine.
When you
read and look scriptures without believing in Jesus, now you have no light, for they all speak of him.
And
he's the one who explains the Father to us.
Yes,
praise
amen.
Jesus. Now we went to be reminded through the light of the word of God. There which are promised, which we need in this life. But the greatest thing, the greatest light,
is
that lightning has to get back home. If you don't get it, you've not gotten out of the world of darkness. You're still in the world of darkness, and you are an enemy of God.
And
to join on the last battle, the battle which first failed them in heaven,
when
you join now on the devil, the war you failed on it,
For
Revelations 12:7
and to
17, the worthy fell in heaven and were chased from there.
You
joins them, they chased you, have no place in heaven. Except we will come back to the Father.
I'll
request everyone out there.
It is
still the world of darkness.
You
don't know your Father is in heaven.
And
you don't know what is done in heaven. I request you, come back unto the light. It will shine to your mind. And you remember home. And you understand that. And you will delight so much in the Father.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
Amen.
We hear so much in Romans 3,
verse
10, as it tells us this.
Romans 3, from verse
10.
Ngawe kyawandikibwa nti, tewali mutuukirivu n'omu, tewali ategeera. Tewali anonya Katonda.
What
proves?
Nga baatumalamu okutegeera.
And they took away all understanding.
Nga tewali alina omu ategeera
gye yava. No one understands where they came from.
N'engeri gy'ayinza okuddayo.
And how they can get back.
Kubanga twatukanga eddiini oba zisomesa
wiki. And I wonder what religion we are teaching.
Bwe tutuuse mu bulokozi.
Where we salvation.
Ebintu bye batugamba bintu birala.
Things they tell us are different.
Tukeke omuntu omukulu n'ensonga enkulu.
The main issue.
Yakudda waka.
He was getting back home.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
I wonder
other troubles where they came from.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. Ever since they chased us a long time. And every person who came on this world, they would have moved on to ask where their father is. But because you are born, and they were birthed here in the world of darkness, and they begin to dedicate you in the clans you have come from of the world, and they make you forget your family in heaven.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. And they totally change your names. And they give you Nakagwa. And these thorns which pierce the people.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. The one
who
would have been an apostle or prophet, or a teacher of the word of God, or a pastor, find yourself in other names. Now to come back, and to tell you these are your real names, and the others entered your veins. Tell you your clan is within heaven.
Even
there are 24 elders of your clan. And they will lead our family. But we
since
we have our forefathers, they died. Our rightful forefathers, the 24 elders, they are existing. Things got perverted. Even tell them that the elders have always been there. It's not that they are the apostles.
Or
that they are tribes of the Israelites. Not, they were always existing. For John sees in Revelations 4, he sees the 24 elders. It was among the apostles.
Now
we would have claimed that he's not among them. If he was,
and
he saw him speak with the 24 elders. As one of them.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
But that way,
no,
even that light,
in
church is not that clear. But today, God proclaims that light.
And
we know it's going to spread.
Amen.
And he promised.
And
the world will be filled with the knowledge of God. And the world will be filled with the knowledge of glory of God.
More
so in these latter days.
Like
he speaks in Daniel 12.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Because
of that, of what proves no one understands, no one seeks where their father is.
Yes.
Though we read Matthew 6, verses
9
and to 14, that our father is in heaven. We reach in Luke
11
that our father is in heaven.
Now,
if he is in heaven, why don't we seek for him to go back there? Why are you on this world? They chased you. What did you do to him?
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
Now those issues
we
want to move on to give light about. To help they in the world of darkness. To see the light to take them home. We too.
esule yokutana
fulfill Matthew 5
11 to
down
we
will become the light of the world
iranga tade kulusozi kakano
put on the mountain right now
okumulisiza amawanga
to light into the nation
okuba bikolwa bya
to see our actions
okuba bikulwa kitafali mu
rebuild the father in heaven
atena ubayongereko kumusamwe
they to continue to honor him
yesu yebaziwe
praise Jesus
ebirala byonne bibulibwa mu nsi
all the rest preached in this world
we bibanga tebiri mu kulaga kitafali mu
they don't show the father in heaven
oyongera kuyingira mu nsi
yekizikiza the world of darkness
abayo gira musoka munonyo bwa kala kala katonda
seek the kingdom of God and righteousness
ebisigadde
the rest
nibongereko
people ask them to
nane katibye yali ali no tuongerako
what was supposed to ask
katibye byafuke injili
what became a gospel now
gutola banga waliwo obuzibu bwa
mani there is a serious problem
ugambe kunonyo bwa kala
I told you seek the kingdom and righteousness
era ndumba mugenda
and as you go
mubulira bwa kala kala katonda
the kingdom of God
ateka katumba mugenda
as you going
mugambe
bibra ko has your name attached now
agenda okutwala omusana naye atabatwala
bi take light I don't know what they are taking
kuba bwatuka mata ye yesu leye 10
Matthew 10
kunyuno omusana
verse 7
ne munana
and 8
agamba mugenda
he says go
mugamba abantu bakabaka bakatunda
busi for the kingdom has drawn near
era mubandi nuno bakabaka obwe
bwe what is that kingdom
mubandi nuno bakabaka bwo mukuru
the kingdom of heaven
muba muonye mugobe mizimu
and just demon heal
mwele kwa na mwebu wa
will you be given freely
gift ebintu byonna kati byachu
babili bwana this way a change
ya ingina mwechi ziki
they entered in darkness
wanga na abasabira ebyamagero
tebachi
akaba bugabi
they no more give them free
wabu labili mosimba line
but you have to line up
kumigeto jemi kisa
on two blessings which have been priced
we million we meka we
1,100,000
nibyo bwakabaka tebya bimanyi
the things of kingdom no one knows them
ero lya tandiganaga ba kingdom tv niba kubira ko birara
and they say kingdom tv but other things are on the television
ngatukuri ebyo bwakabaka ngatulira
no issues at what of the kingdom we don't see them
kingdom radio
that kingdom radio
ninga burabe biriko
when you see what's on the kingdom radio
those are tv bwakabaka wense
the kingdom the television of the kingdom of this world
siwa kabaka bwa mukuru
the kingdom of heaven
tuyinzo butabisi bako
we may not hold so much on them
kali no lida tv yonga bajita solo
you hear your television called salt television
nenga ebigambo tebiri munyu wabulo kuvuma obuvumi
what there is no salt but only abuses
lache nduza munyu gwede mwesa bakuta
maybe salt which assists to have taste
nduza gwego
I think that's kind of salt without taste
Yesu yebazi
praise Jesus.
Na ye kitafa yogera kufe bwati.
Father speaks of us like this.
Murubereberi twajapya tuke wan.
How did we get to reach this world?
Era tulinza pio kuti.
How can we get back home?
Murubereberi sulene yokusa.
Genesis 3.
Konyoro abiri mu 2.
22.
Murubereberi esule yokusa nolinyirwa abiri mu 2. Mukama Katonda nayogera anti laba. Omuntu afusenga omukufe. Okumanyanga obulungi n'obubi. Kakana aleme okugolola omukono gwe okunoga ku muti ogw'obulamu okulya okuwangala ng'emirembe n'emirembe Mukama Katonda kiyava amujja mu lusuku Adeni alimenga ettaka muyachibwa bwato n'agoba omuntu n'azzaamu ebuvanjibwa mu lusuku Adeni bakewubi era n'ekitala ekimyansa ekikyuka kyuko kukuuma ekkubo ery'omuti ogw'obulamu
bwato kitaffe bwe yatugoba
as the Lord just asked the Father
n'atusindika
eno and he pushed us in this world
kubanga tumanyi mu lubereberye sule
y'okubiri we know in Genesis 2
nyoro mukaga nyoro omusa
verse 6 and 7
twakolerwa wano
we were made from this world
yesu yebazi
praise Jesus
mubiri gwaffe yagukolera wano
our body was made from here
n'atola omwoyo okuva mu ggulu
got the spirit from heaven
n'aguleta n'ateeka
and he brought it put in the body
ngabo ayogera mutemise wekisoka mukaga
speaks in 1 Timothy 6
nyoro omusa
verse 7
itwalita kinna kimukusiku
nothing on this world
suri tuli dayo ne
shall go back with nothing
kalo moyo yakujja muko
now the spirit was gotten from heaven
nakuleta nakuteka mu mubiri
brought put the body
butwali tuli wano
where we are in there
yes yebazi
praise Jesus
ngabumbi omubiri gwa Adam
molded the body of Adam
chavatu kiriza
why he fulfills
ekiri mu Yobu 10
what's in Job 10
ngayogera nti yatubikako mbiri na magomba
he covered us with flesh and bones
era no lususu
even with skin
so we yabikako fetwa verimu
covered us who we came from heaven
yes he ever
praise Jesus
era na ibitundu byombiri go yabiwandi
even the body of your parts we are marked
ngamu zaburi 10:7
like in Psalms 139
yes he ever
praise Jesus
kati gwetoli wawa
you are not of this world
na yeki singo kwewunyi
what surprises most
timurubire bire sure yo kubi
Genesis chapter 2
nyoro mukaga nuru musa
6 and 7
katonda bwabanga amazoku okuleta omoyo gwo omuntu akutaddemu
God brought the spirit of man put in the body, the body made for him was very glorious. It was required of him to be taken in the garden. That's why Bible says in Genesis chapter 3 from verses 9 and from 8 that God planted the garden.
What
man had molded took him in the garden.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Alulimenge
dig it and plow it.
Ekigambo kulima munsi
yomwo. You want to dig in a spiritual realm.
Ekikweta kisankumbi.
You don't need a hole.
Ekigambo kukuma.
What watching over it.
Ekigambo wabera wababbi.
It's not that there are thieves out there.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Wange ekigambo kulima.
But the dig
munsi eyomwo.
In the spiritual realm.
Kinyonyola bulungi mu Yokana 15.
Explains John 15.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
For
he speaks that he is the true vine. And we are branches. The fruits is what he plows and prunes. Have you ever seen God come with a hole to you to prune you? Or he came with a panga.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
You lest the enemy sows in different seeds the word which is twisted. What they told us to keep the garden and to dig it,
to
take out all unrighteousness, he expects the devil to pray and to watch over,
not
to allow the devil enter in when you've gotten sins.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
If
Eve brought the word to him, where do you get this word?
To
keep, the one who told them to you passed where? And that he has sown in me. Who told you? When this comes the word, he tells us that the sower sowed seeds and the enemy plotted. Remember the seed of the word.
Even
the enemy plotted a plan. He came so weeds and thorns.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
So that
word he said took him to dig.
Not
going to get a hole.
He
hear what contains against God's command.
For
God gives us a command.
In Genesis
chapter 2, 15 and 16.
Okay.
Another who brings another command to sow. In Genesis chapter 3, verses 1 to 5. It subtracts and twist them.
And he
brings his word souls in the heart of Eve.
And
the garden entered in another seed. Adam to hear them. He was supposed to disqualify them. They're not right.
And
even to question who brought them.
But
to accept them to come back the garden. That they would stop and will keep. And they will be keeping the garden. And they would have kept the garden. And they have plowed it.
Yes,
praise Jesus. When we read, we think he had a hole to plow in the garden.
Most,
we shall know it in the third heaven. Because the garden is spawned up there. That's what is there.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
When we
took him the garden, we failed there. That's why he says in Genesis
3, 24,
get him from the garden, take him back where we got him from.
Munanga mukutemya kwalise kwali tuli wano.
Quick off and back on the planet Earth.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Just
as people ask how it happens.
How
they throw us from the third heaven and we ended up on the world in the twink of an eye, like they told you in 1 Corinthians 15 from verse 50 and to 53. Flesh and blood never inherits heaven.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. For this person, before when he was made, he had no flesh and blood. He had a body of heaven. And according to Genesis chapter 2, verse 6 and 7,
the
same man became a living soul.
Living person.
He became a living person.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Maybe
many other words used today.
He
did become a living flesh.
He
became a living soul. A person who can vanish and disappear.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But Genesis 3, after he ate of the tree,
or
when he accepted to eat of it,
yes,
praise Jesus. The fruits of it, you know them. Its glory, authority,
amani,
the power, they are the fruits of the Lord Jesus. We shall get a sprint of them.
Yes,
praise Jesus. He has even fruits.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Bible says that their eyes got opened and they saw that they were naked. When their spiritual body they lost it, they formed themselves in this body, flesh and blood. Ask yourself, they were in the garden not seeing.
They were seeing,
but the body they had no private parts and other parts.
And
we were like angels. Mark 12:5-27. Praise Jesus. But the twinkle of an eye. Genesis 3. From verse 7 to down, in the
twinkle
of an eye they were in another body, and the other had died.
But
the commander had said, they will surely die. The way we die is to be taken off the body from heaven. That's why people seem living. Jesus said they died. When you read on earth, Matthew 8:21,
say,
let the dead bury their own dead. The dead body, they both are dead.
Because
they are in the body of death. Like it speaks in Romans. Maybe I have a high speed.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Yes, we
have
praise
Jesus.
The scriptures
to everyone wants to move on.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus. So much. Let's cut the
speed.
It had gone high. I feel the spirit said the speed is high.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus. So much. Now we've been speaking this.
Like
in a twinkle of an eye, people that lost the spiritual body from heaven. And they end up in flesh and blood. The one which has passed just as we have them. But the one they first had, Mark 12 speaks of it. From 25 and 27.
They
appeared like angels without parts behind. But after they vanished, the other body lost it.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
They saw themselves.
Amen.
Where have you got the breasts? You, the parts you have down, where have you got them? And they ran to try to set themselves on the trees in the garden. And they hid themselves. Yet remember, when we began in Corinthians,
1 Corinthians 15,
flesh and blood never inherits the kingdom. They had to chase them because of flesh and blood they had gotten now, even the sin which had entered them. Praise Jesus. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 15,
15-15,
though we are in this body,
but
we can be changed in a twinkle of an eye, and we have a body from heaven.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
What
happened to them in the garden?
In
the twinkle of an eye, they found themselves in another body. And they wondered where it has come from.
That
man was just from the garden of God. For fresh and blood could never inherit there. And he had entered in sin.
Yes, he
was raised Jesus. Now the human
being,
up to today, never been explained where they were chased. Who can tell us
that they had full knowledge
before you came to full knowledge? Will you know why you are chased from heaven? We are here to claim eating a fruit. And you twisted that it was sex. When you read, they say the woman first ate. Did she do it herself? After she took the husband?
bintu biberawo omuntu tabitegeera.
The human being cannot understand them.
Yesu yebaza.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Naye kirabika kyetaaga okukwatawo n'obwegendereza.
Maybe we need to handle carefully here.
Kiweguli.
Is it not that?
Kati kifowadinga enja.
Let's forward it tomorrow.
Kama akuwo omukisa.
God bless you.
Amen.